A couple of weather disturbances will be pushing across the northern plains and upper Midwest as we move forward through the balance of this week and into the weekend, but neither one of them is likely to generate enough precipitation to cause us any great grief with the holiday travel. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We will have a weak high pressure system around today that is likely to give us some sunshine and good travel conditions, actually. There's a low pressure system that will be pushing across parts of the region. As we get out into Wednesday evening going into Thursday morning, that low pressure system will generate a little bit of a wintry mix of precipitation types across the area. We are not expecting that to be a meaningful event. There is no need to be concerned about travel conditions as we move into Christmas. And it looks like even beyond the end of this week, we're going to have similar conditions occur. There's still a chance for a little bit of light precipitation occurring in the Friday night and Saturday time period as another weak low pressure system pushes across the region. And once again, North Dakota and northern Minnesota will be more favored over the rest of our listening area. The snow that occurs may be brief and light. We'll look for a dusting to an inch or two, but that is not likely to be very generalized. The southern parts of the region will likely experience the least amount of precipitation as we move forward through the next 5 to 7 days, and the majority of the region in the south will be seeing much warmer temperatures compared to the rest of our area. We'll be looking at these temperatures contrasting rather sharply over the next few days. We're anticipating the afternoon temperatures today to be in the single digits and teens in snow-covered areas in northwestern parts of Minnesota and extreme northeastern parts of North Dakota. Everybody to the south, though, is going to see warmer conditions with 20s and 30s more common. There will be some 40-degree readings occurring in central and southeastern portions of South Dakota. As we move into the day on Wednesday, we expect to see a similar situation with teens occurring in northern North Dakota and northwestern parts of Minnesota, while 30s, 40s, even some 50s will occur in the southern parts of the region. I'd say the majority of our region will be seeing high temperatures Wednesday in the 20s and 30s. As we move on into the end of the week, we're going to see this contrast in temperatures continuing. Teens and 20s on Thursday in the north and 30s, 40s, and some 50s still occurring in the south. The warmest weather will be in central and southeastern portions of South Dakota. And if you're really looking for some warmth, drive out to the Black Hills. It'll be over 70 degrees on Christmas Day. We expect to see our nighttime temperatures fluctuate greatly across the area. A lot of single-digit readings expected in the north, maybe even a few sub-zero readings once in a while in those snow-covered areas. But in contrast, the lows will be in the teens and 20s, maybe even a few 30s, the farther south in the region that you travel. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.